Welcome to Things That Go Bump in the Night. This is JC Bratton coming to you live from San Jose, California. I am sorry I've been a little bit behind on my podcasts. It's just been really, really busy with work and with just a number of other things going on in my personal life. But not to worry, I am back. What I'll probably do is actually do these podcasts more on a bi-weekly basis, I think, just to accommodate for the fact that I've got a number of things I have to do for my day job. So you'll expect another podcast from me within the next couple weeks. So this is season two. So season two, we're focusing on some new topics. As you saw from season one, the first six episodes, I focused heavily on the three short stories and the omnibus that I had created. So now this season, I'm going to focus on topics related to the next short story that I'm going to write. So let me tell you a little bit about the next short story and my idea behind it. So the next short story is going to be called It Knows. And I posted a sort of a teaser cover for it over on Instagram. My Instagram handle is BrattonJC. So feel free to follow me there. And so what It Knows is going to be about is related to this whole idea of smart devices, artificial intelligence, social media, and how it's following us, and this following and tracking of us, and how this can be used as a way to really potentially be evil. And so that's where the story is going to kind of lead. It's going to be a young adult story, very similar to Who's at the Door in terms of, you know, a young protagonist that you can relate to, maybe a little bit of a love story in there as well, but really focused heavily on this whole idea of something that's supposed to be helpful, like these like technology is supposed to be helpful, yet we will focus on some of the evils behind it. So in my next segment, I'm actually going to talk a little bit about some real life examples of the quote unquote evils of targeted advertising. So look for that here in this next segment. So I want to talk a little bit about targeted advertising when it comes to social media, because this is going to actually lead into the next short story that I'm going to write about. So when you're on platforms such as Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and so forth, what will happen is that you'll get some sponsored advertising. And the sponsors come from, you know, just classical advertisers, or maybe sponsored users to follow, or sponsored groups to follow, and so forth. Now, some things make sense. Like, for example, say you own a cat, and you've been posting pictures about your cat, and then all of a sudden you start getting advertisements about cat food, or about cat toys, or about pets in general. And that kind of makes sense, right? Because, you know, if a product is funded heavily by advertising, you want to make sure that you are presenting ads to your audience that are relevant to them. So it makes sense, right? But then what's been happening, or at least has happened to me, has been something that's a little bit creepier, that actually I'm not sure where this comes from, and this is where things can get a little blurry and scary and could lead to a really good horror story. So let's think about this. Recently I was just kind of roaming around my condo. I was eating some peanuts, Planters peanut jar, right? So what ends up happening is that I start going onto Twitter, and then all of a sudden there's an advertisement for Planters peanuts. And I don't even know why. I mean, I didn't post anything on Twitter about peanuts. I was simply in my condo eating peanuts. So how it knew that I had peanuts or I had an interest in peanuts was very, very bizarre. Another bizarre thing that happened, just today anyway. I was going out biking, and when I came back, I noticed that there were bees sort of buzzing around the bushes. And I'm like, oh, yeah, it kind of reminded me to be careful about keeping my door open, because one day I did have a bee sort of buzz in and just kind of invade my condo. And I'm not a really big fan of bees. And I saw one come in. And so what happened was that was in my mind. I was thinking about bees. And then maybe about an hour or so later, I'm scrolling through Facebook and there's a sponsored post about bees. And I didn't say anything about it. I didn't post anything about it. It was just in my head. So that is like really, really scary. I don't know where this is coming from. It could be a complete coincidence. Or is there something more to it? So I just want you guys to think about that further. Think about what's happening with targeted advertising. Who's seeing what? Who knows what about you? What's happening with your smart devices, with your camera, with anything that's kind of going along inside your home? I don't know. Maybe it could very well be your Nest thermostat. It could be your Ring doorbell. I don't know. So it's very, very peculiar what information is being gathered about you and who owns that information. So think about that as we go into some future topics in season 2 of Things That Go Bump in the Night, because I've got some interesting take on it, and I would love to get your thoughts about that. Thanks again for listening. This was a short episode of Things That Go Bump in the Night, but I hope you enjoyed it. We're going to have another episode here in the next couple weeks. In the meantime, be sure to follow me on Instagram at BrattonJC and on Twitter at also BrattonJC. I have a prototype cover for It Knows, which is going to be my next short story. I'm probably going to write it in May and then probably release sometime in June and July. So expect it somewhere around then, sort of like a summer release. And then I plan to go ahead and have some additional stories and putting it all together into another omnibus like I did with my previous stories. So again, follow me on the social media platforms. Feel free to drop me a message. Let me know some of your thoughts, particularly your thoughts on this whole idea of creepy advertising. I think what I'll probably do as well, I'll post a poll on Twitter and get some of your feedback and thoughts on that. Okay, so thank you very much, and I will be talking to you guys here in the next few weeks.